through the Gospel of John, and we're in chapter 2. This is the third session of four sessions that covers verses 18 through 22. And this one is entitled, His Body, the Temple. His Body, the Temple. So let's read the passage, John chapter 2, starting with verse 18. So the Jews said to him, What sign do you show us for doing these things? Jesus answered them, Destroy this temple, and in 3 days I will raise it up. The Jews then said, It has taken 46 years to build this temple, and you will raise it up in 3 days? But he was speaking about the temple of his body. When therefore he was raised from the dead, his disciples remembered that he had said this, and they believed in the scripture and the word that he had spoken. Following this first cleansing of the temple, he is confronted by the Jewish leadership. They would like to see some miraculous sign which would confirm Christ's authority to take charge, if you will, in the temple court. In verse 19, he teaches three profoundly important truths. First, he identifies himself as the temple, the only one worthy of worship. Second, he predicts that they will destroy the true temple himself. And third, he will personally prevail, as even after they destroy him, he will come back to full victorious life in just 3 days. The disciples are watching, listening, and learning, and so are we. We learn that Christ is the true temple, the only one worthy of worship. When Christ comes, he is the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. All the millions of lambs, goats, birds, etc. are insufficient to remove sin. They are insufficient to pay the penalty for sin. Animal blood only symbolizes, foretells, or represents the human blood of the only perfect man. This is the Christ who stands unrecognized before them. When Messiah comes, the temple is no longer needed. The Holy of Holies is no longer needed. The Ark of the Covenant is no longer needed because what these things represent in symbolism is present in reality. The Ark contains three items. The law was represented by the original Ten Commandments inscribed by God in stone. Christ is the completion, the fulfillment of the law. He was and is the only perfect man in all of history. Aaron's rod that budded is in the ark, representing new life from the dead wood of the rod. The rod pointed to the new life Christ offers to those who are dead in sin. Christ is the way, the truth, and the life for all who believe. The third item is a small container of manna, the food from heaven provided to the children of Israel as they journeyed 40 years in the desert. The word manna comes from the phrase, what is it? It is the food or bread of life which takes away the sin of the world. The contents of the ark have no saving value of themselves. They only foretell the nature and qualities of the Holy One who has just cleansed his Father's temple. The Holy of Holies is no longer needed. Animal sacrifice is no longer needed. The temple building is no longer needed and will be destroyed in about 40 years. The replacement for all these no longer necessary features is Christ himself. His body will be destroyed and will rise again in 3 days. The Jewish leadership do not understand his saying, but in just 3 years after another temple cleansing, they will demand his execution. Let's look at what Jesus says about true worship in John chapter 4. He teaches a woman of Samaria about true worship. Let's read John 4, 21 through 26. Flip over to that. John 4, verse 21 to 26. He's speaking to the woman of Samaria, at the woman at the well. Jesus said to her, Woman, believe me, the hour is coming when neither on this mountain nor in Jerusalem will you worship the Father. You worship what you do not know. We worship what we know, for salvation is from the Jews. But the hour is coming and is now here, right there, now here, when true worshipers will worship the Father in spirit and truth. For the Father is seeking such people to worship him. God is spirit, and those who worship him must worship in spirit and truth. The woman said to him, I know that Messiah is coming, who is called the Christ. When he comes, he will tell us all things. And Jesus said to her, I who speak to you am he. I who speak to you am he. In this passage, he reveals who the Messiah is and who he is. He alone is worthy of worship. After his crucifixion, he will restore and raise up his own body, confirming to all who seek and know him that he and the Father are one. So, Father, you present yourself, God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit, all three in one. And here he is revealing himself to a sinful woman in a country full of sinful people who do not know you, who don't even know how to worship it correctly at the correct temple. But yet you reveal who you are out of a spirit of love. And we know that in that time you spent 3 days there in Samaria teaching and showing them who you are and what true worship is like. We pray for that same blessing and gift on our church as we desire to worship you in spirit and in truth. I thank you for that. In Jesus' name, amen.